Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Good morning, everyone. Great to see everybody on this great morning. And now we are starting, as we just read, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, a new month in the Coptic year. So after we started in the month of Tut, we now move on to the month of Baba. Baba is all about the power of God, the power of Christ. And you'll see that through all the different miracles that occur every single Sunday in this month is a great miracle showing his power. So we just read, of course, the great miracle of when Jesus healed the paralytic man. The wild, wild west. Those are days, honestly, I would love to live in that time. Like riding on a horse and then lassoing your food or whatever it is, and just the whole atmosphere would be great. Wild times, I'm sure. Maybe you know this wild guy. It's a famous movie in the late 1980s and 90s, Major League. He's called him the Wild Thing. He was a pitcher for the Indians. Of course, this is a movie. They made a movie about him. And he just couldn't throw straight. So he called him the Wild Thing. And of course, when you have the Wild Thing, you have the Wild Thing theme song. We're not going to play it, but you can maybe just hum it in your head about the Wild Thing. Maybe our wildest things that we like the best are these things. Maybe Buffalo Wild Wings. Why are we talking about wild? Why? Because this is the Sunday that we talk about fours are wild. Fours are wild. And if you've been here for the last couple of years, this is our part three edition of Fours Are Wild. We'll tell you why in a minute. Why are fours wild in this gospel? You'll see there's a beautiful, beautiful meditation on so many things, and they all come in fours. Let's review quickly. So there's lots of things, and I gave you a choice back in 2017. I said, like, we can bite the bullet and have a one-hour sermon in 2017. One-hour sermon, or we just do four 15-minute sermons as we go, and guess what you voted for. So what are these fours? Everything is in fours today. So the meditation is there were four barriers and four causes. So in 17, we talked about sin, which paralyzed us. Last year, we talked about the bed, which basically gave us discouragement and despair. This year, we'll talk about the crowd, and then next, about the roof. There was also four friends, right? There are four friends that carried the mat to for the paralytic. These four friends, the meditation is the first thing that God gave this paralytic is a conscience, to basically understand right and wrong. And then he also gave us trials. Basically, you know, maybe we don't like it, but it changes the way we react. The third friend is the word of God and grace, which elevates us. There was also four tasks or four virtues: love, faith, truth, and hope. And the four ropes that they basically put down the mat in through the roof were repentance, prayer, the word of God, and the Eucharist. And Jesus gave four commands. Now you understand why everything is wild today? The fours are running wild. Four commands: your sins are forgiven, arise, carry your bed, and go to your house. So put a nice little Excel table just to put everything in order. So that's what we have. So we're going to go down one by one. So again, what we're going to do every year is kind of go down the vertical. So the four barriers, right? The barrier that we already talked about is paralysis. Why? Because of sin. So what do? We need to love, repent, and then we will be forgiven. Last year, we talked about the bed, the barrier of the bed, which led us to despair and discouragement. So he gives us trials to wake us up. And then through our faith, the faith and prayer, we can arise. Today, it's a good time to take out your app. You got all the answers in one shot, but you can we'll show you all the things. Or if you have the handout, you can start filling them out. The barrier of the crowd caused by the offenders. The friend of the Word of God, the task of truth, the rope of Word of God, and the command of carrying your bed. So let's go one by one. All right. First thing. Barrier cause. So again, year three, so this is the third now. The third barrier. So remember the first one was sin, and the second one is the bed. Look, the barrier for my healing could be a crowd. It could be offenders. It could be people in my way, in my life, that will lead me to stay paralyzed. What are these people? Well, clearly, evil company. If I keep with evil company, it's going to keep me paralyzed as well. It will keep me from seeing and getting to Jesus. So remember, these are four men who carry their friend, and now there's an obstacle in the way, the crowd. The crowd. They want to bring their friend to Jesus for healing. So just as I am paralyzed, and I am also trying to get to Jesus, and maybe there's a crowd in my life that's the obstacle. Maybe they're offending me. Maybe their ways are evil. Maybe they're not even evil, but maybe it's just the wrong crowd. Just the wrong crowd. Like, is the crowd that I'm with helping me get to Jesus? So maybe they're not evil. I'm saying, well, you know, it's not like they do drugs and, you know, get blasted every day or Saturday night, or, you know, they might curse every once in a while, you know. But hey, we hang out. Okay, they hang out. But are they bringing you to Jesus? I'm paralyzed. I need friends that bring me to Christ, not that just whatever, don't. The third barrier, maybe my own thoughts, my own wrong theology. It's like, you know what? I don't know. I don't know if Jesus, like, I would love to get there, but I don't know if I'm worthy. I don't know if, like, he'll recognize me. I don't know if he'll accept everything that I've done. I haven't prayed in years. I haven't gone to church in years. I don't know if he's going to accept me. These are all barriers. This is what's standing at the door. This is what's standing at the door, not letting me through. So he gives me a friend. The friend that we're talking about today is the Word of God. Right? The first friend was conscience. He gave us a conscience to know right or wrong. He gave us trials to maybe wake us up. But today, the third friend he's given us is the Word of God. Why? Why? To address the crowd. To address the barriers. Evil company corrupts good habits. So we said the first barrier is evil company. I have the Word of God. Oh yes, God addressed that. God addressed that, said, no, evil company corrupts good habits. I can't just say, I'm just going to hang around them and just not do or not be impacted by them. St. Paul says, no, evil company corrupts good habits. Gives me the Word of God. What about the wrong company? Just the wrong company. It's just like, they're not leading me away, they're just there. They're just people. They're just company. Iron sharpens iron in Proverbs. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. What do you want? Do you want just people around you? Or people to make you better? People to make you a better person, including your spouse, including your family, definitely your friends. Do I have friends that sharpen me? Or are they evil and they maybe are dragging me away, or they're just not doing anything. They're just nice, play, you know, shoot hoops. We talk about the game. We do girl things. I don't know. You knit. You artsy thing. Whatever. Whatever women do. Okay, but are they bringing you to Christ? Are they sharpening you as a person? Are they edifying you? Iron sharpens iron. I want people. I want not to have a barrier. So he gives us the word of God to know, is this the right crowd that I'm with? The barrier that we talked about is the wrong theology. Jesus said in John chapter 5, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And these are which they testify of me. Search the scripture to know. Get the right theology. Get the right understanding. And if you have the right understanding, I'm not going to stop because of the barrier. I'm not going to stop because, I don't know if Jesus will accept me. When I see a picture, an icon of him on the cross with hands open, when I read about how he comes to all those who desire to come to him, and I will by no means cast anyone out. That's the scripture. So the crowd, the obstacle of wrong theology is solved also by the friend, the word of God. Third thing, the three tasks that they did. So again, the meditation, the first one was love, faith. Today we're talking about truth. Truth. Let's read a couple of things from St. Cyril of Alexandria. What's the truth? What's the truth that's being portrayed in today's miracle? St. Cyril says, when the Savior says to him, man, your sins are forgiven you, he addresses this to humankind. So who is he addressing when he's coming, when reading? Just read it right now. Your sins are forgiven you. He's not just saying to this paralytic. He's saying it to all of us, all of mankind. For those who believe in him, being healed of the diseases of the soul, will receive forgiveness of sins which they formerly committed. That's the truth. That's what's being offered. That's the task of today. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. So I have a crowd that's in my life. So he gives me a friend, like the word of God, to guide me, to let me know, is this the right crowd? Is this a barrier or is this helping me? Is this iron that's sharpened iron or is this bringing me down? And he wants me to know the truth about today. Because what he wants and what he's offering us, all of us, humankind, like St. Cyril says, all of humankind is the forgiveness of sins. He goes on, he says, For he forgives sins as the incarnate God, another truth. Who can do this except God alone, right? He had to prove to them. What he needs is forgiveness. Fine. Just to show that I actually forgave him, rise, take up your bed, and walk. So now he's showing them. If he can do the miracle of walking, then he can do the act, the truth of forgiveness as well. He forgives our sins as the incarnate God, the Lord of law. We too have received from him his splendid and most admirable grace. We too. We need to know the truth. We need to know that forgiveness is offered to us. Today, that is what's being offered to us. It is the truth that this miracle wants to portray. Then we have a rope. The first rope that it was given was repentance. The second was prayer, and today we want to talk about the third rope. The third rope is the Word of God. Wait a minute, wasn't the friend the Word of God? Yes. The Word of God to address all my obstacles, all my offenders. But now, the rope that he's giving us is the word of God to know his will, to know his direction. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you. He wants to guide us. So he not only, remember, we're trying to get to Jesus because of the truth that we know of forgiveness. And he's given us the friend of the word of God to overcome these obstacles that we have. But he wants to show us the way. So he says, I'll give you a rope. Here's the rope. Read my word. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. I will guide you. I will guide you to me. You're seeking me. You're seeking me for healing because of your paralysis. So I will guide you. That's why he says, I want you to be holy. You want to come to me? Sanctify yourself. Purify yourself. I want to offer you forgiveness. But come to me, not as a condition, but this is what I want for you, not from you, for you, your sanctification. I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy all the time. Not only happy, I want you to be joyful. Joyful is not circumstantial. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. This is what he wants. This is my will for you, to rejoice always, to pray always, to thank always. So he's given us this rope, the rope to guide me, to show me the way, to the path. Remember, we're all paralyzed getting to Jesus. So this is the rope that gets us. Then he's given us a command. The first command, of course, was sins, your sins are forgiven you. Arise, and today he's given us the command to carry our beds. Carry your bed now. Peter Chrysologus, again, we mentioned him last week. So he's, again, a father, a church father of the 5th century. He says something very interesting. He says, take up your bed, carry the very mat that once carried you. Change places. Change places now with the mat. Before, this mat carried you. Now, the command, you carry the mat. It carried you. You weren't able to do anything because you were paralyzed. Now, I want you to take up the very thing that was paralyzing you. Change places. So that was the proof of your sickness. Now, may now give testimony to your soundness. Your bed of pain becomes the sign of healing. Its very weight, the measure of the strength that has been restored to you. Change places now. That's the command. What has been paralyzing me? You take charge. Why? Why? Because now I address the obstacle. I no longer have this crowd, whether it's a wrong crowd, whether it's an evil crowd, whether it's my wrong theology, because I have the Word of God telling me all the right things before I was referring to it. Then I have the truth that today I'm being offered forgiveness of sins. The Word of God to guide me, to bring me to Jesus from my paralysis. So now finally, I can switch places. What used to carry me? No, I carry it. It is not paralyzing me. I've got it. No offender, nothing can stop me from getting to Jesus. That's why today, fours are wild, and it's giving us a nice meditation to get out of our paralysis and to get to Jesus. And glory be to God forever.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart. And we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.